Barber, Chapter 3, Test. Personality, personal hygiene, and attitude are all aspects of an individual's professional image. Prior learning and life experiences are also known as life skills. Values consist of what we think, how we feel, and how we act based on what we think and feel. Beliefs are attitudes that originate from an individual's value. Speech, appearance, behavior, and manners are all signs of an individual's personality. The only difference between a good day and a bad day is an individual's attitude. The art of being tactful is known as diplomacy. Being responsive to others' ideas, feelings, and opinion is known as receptivity. Hygiene is the science that deals with healthful living. The primary purpose of practicing good hygiene is to preserve health. Personal hygiene deals with preserving the health of the individual. Rest allows the body to recover from the day's activities. Walking, dancing, and sports are all forms of exercise. Improved blood circulation is a benefit of exercise. Good nutrition is one of the major factors necessary to preserve good health. Practicing stress management helps an individual live a healthy life. The body operates as a unit with the mind. The barber who practices correct posture will find that it helps to minimize body fatigue. For a comfortable sitting posture, keep the soles of the feet on the floor. To avoid back strain while reading, writing, or studying, sit toward the back of the chair. The study of human characteristics as applied to specific work environments is called ergonomics. The psychology of getting along well with others is known as human relations. One of the barber's most important human relations skills is the ability to communicate effectively. Listening skills, voice, speech, and conversation skills are aspects of effective communication. Three steps that can be used to ascertain a client's service expectations are organize thoughts, clarify, repeat. Proper behavior and business dealing with employers, clients, and co-workers are called professional ethics. Proper ethical practices help to increase business and to build confidence. Proper conduct and behavior in the barbershop is the best method for building a good reputation. To become a successful professional barber, individuals should follow the rule of good ethical practices, a basic principle that forms the foundation of success includes visualization. Desire for change creates manipulation. Extrinsic motivation may stem from teachers. The most effective form of motivation is intrinsic. A well-thought-out process for long-term planning and success requires self-management. Plans for the future are also known as goals. Important elements of goal setting include planning, re-examination, and flexibility to change. Effective time management techniques include prioritizing and problem solving, scheduling, and rewards. One of the best advertisements for a barbershop is a well-groomed barber. It is helpful to a barber's success to develop a pleasing attitude. Thoughtfulness towards others is considered to be the foundation of a politeness. When suggesting additional products or service to clients, always be tactful. Settle all disputes and differences to the satisfaction of the client. A professional barber's best advertisement is his or her professional appearance. The successful barber avoids the use of profane language. Unpleased clients in the barbershop should be treated with patience and courtesy. In the presence of clients, the professional barber avoids smoking. Teaching and learning should not be interfered with by personal calls. Accidents can be prevented or minimized if students carefully observe the safety rules. Students are expected to comply with state barber board rules, barber school rules, safety rules. The protection of health, safety, and welfare of the public as it relates to barbering is the responsibility of state barber boards, barbering schools, barbers, and barbering students.